Welcome to Just One More Story, a weekly podcast featuring unique and interesting stories that are inspired by true and personal events. Some are thinking, why should I listen to this podcast? Well, to be perfectly honest, who better to tell a story than the person that wrote it? And in this case, that writer is me, your host, George Walters. With that, let's get started. Hi, folks. Great to have you here today. Today's story is a bit of a change from what I usually do. It dwells on a subject that has held my interest for a good number of years. I've also done a lot of research on the subject, and, well, this is my opportunity to share with you what I have learned. Most of this information comes from my own life experiences. It's an interesting topic that I wouldn't hesitate to bet that everyone has tried to do throughout their life at one time or another. Maybe some of what I've learned might help. I always say, it doesn't hurt to listen, as you just never know where a message is going to come from. I hope you enjoy being self-efficient. You know, for most of my life, I can honestly say that I have been emotionally and intellectually independent. Today, though, I feel that they have been put by the wayside, so to speak, and in doing so, it literally forces a lot of folks to become more dependent on others. In reality, those that live that kind of lifestyle know all this, but are afraid that their quality of life will be lost if they take on a path of their own. And that is what happens when we become dependent on others to survive. So what is the answer? Well, right off, my feelings on this subject is that we need to stop buying things that aren't really necessary. In doing so, it will help us to live our lives more frugal. Boy, I sure like some of them high-tech words. Anyways, some important things in life I have found are good healthy food, comfort clothes to wear, a warm home to live in, and most importantly, don't worry about what people think. They don't do it very often. The thing is, most of today, not all, but most have had their minds swayed into thinking that the big corporations and modern technology is the only way to live nowadays. Now don't get me wrong here, as if asked, should you follow my lifestyle? Not by any means, as I wouldn't advise anyone to do anything. But what I like to do is help others come to grip with what they honestly want to do in life. Today, I believe that we take a lot for granted, forgetting what the past had to offer. Why have the times of yesteryears been forgotten? Well, it was meant to happen, as big corporations and a lot of our powers that be don't like folks to know how to do things on their own. Simply put, if they did allow this to happen, they wouldn't be in business for very long or in control. Now take Laura, a great lady, raised me from very young till I was in my teens. This lady was the hardest working woman I have ever met, other than my lovely wife today. She did the washing on Mondays faithfully and made butter on Tuesday. She baked pies on Fridays and in between looked after her husband, myself, along with working in the fields, milking cows, and much, much more. Later on in life, I said to her one day while she was cooking supper, Laura, you sure worked hard back when. She replied with, I suppose, but no one ever told me. Told you what? Well, George, no one ever told me there was anything wrong with work. Today, everyone thinks the word work means boring, doing things you don't like. Most despise it. They hate to get out of bed in the morning, thinking that they have to go to work, and most folks will do anything to get out of it. For me, no matter how much work I have to do throughout the day, I am still sad to see it end. You know, I never forgot them few words that Laura shared with me that day. And every day since, when waking up, I feel I am very lucky to do just that. Today, a lot of us are tied up with mortgages, loans from the banks, credit cards charged up to the limits. Heck, it's no wonder they have jobs they don't like, as they can't be choosy in what work they do. Why do they allow this to happen? Simple. It's when money becomes a leading factor in one's life. It's when your hard labor is not used to help you, but instead it is used to make the banks and huge corporations rich. So again, what can a person do if they want to change their way? First off, I believe they have to break themselves away from the conventional way of living. It's hard, and the only individual can do it is you. I have seen lots of folks that have made the change, though. Some are even well off to begin with, where others were poor. But both, when making these changes, become rich in the things that truly matter, happiness and contentment. Yep, these are the people of the future. Now, you would think that would be it. Our lifestyle has been fixed and on we go. Well, that isn't the case, as once all this is done up so nicely, we humans then start looking for places and things to buy with the money we gain from ending our ways. Can't be helped, we're human. There are ways and things that a person can do, though, with the newfound money, if it's burning a hole in their pocket, like using it to buy things that can make them money or ease their lifestyle. The first I would suspect would be a home for most. In doing so, thoughts start to arise as, what is my home going to be like? For my wife and I, our home is a place that will revive, and I will say that again, revive love, hospitality, warmth, comfort, along with happiness on them not so good days. Then comes a person that is going to make it a home, which to me is a housewife. In my mind, she is more important than the house itself. She has the most important job on earth, which is raising a family as it should be done. And along with that, she makes the house a home. But even here, some women have changed their perspective on how they think their lives should be lived. Are they right in their thinking? Well, with what I have learned over the past 70-some years, I am not about to try to figure out how a woman's mind thinks, as that is next to impossible. In fact, I have come to the conclusion that most women can be scientifically proven to be right, even when they're wrong. So, I would have to say it's kind of up to each individual as to what road they choose to follow through life. Another thing we should take into consideration is that homes of today and the materials in them are mostly made in factories. Rightly so, with so many being built, as it would be pretty hard to find all the material needed to build them without them. But, as much as this is a necessity in life, it also has some drawbacks, like pollutants that come from these so-called factories. The good thing is we have realized what harm these companies are doing, and within the last few years we are starting to apply some guidelines for them to follow, in hopes that it helps combat a lot of the unfriendly things that are wreaking havoc on our health and nature. The only problem there is that most of these so-called measures that these so-called specialists dream up comes at a costly price, with us working folks having to pay the bill. There has to be a better way. Once I figure it out, I'll let you know. Another thing of importance is that most of what we buy today for the inside of our homes aren't made out of material that is healthy for us, and most within a short few years end up in the dump. There they have to be buried in our soil as they burn the toxins that they would create would make folks sick for miles around. But here again, we are slowly starting to recycle things with which you would think would be a good thing, but in reality, I believe it's causing more harm than good, at least for the moment. I am sure we will overcome the not-so-good part of recycling in time, as with everything, it's a learning-slash-money thing. It's just too bad we couldn't come up with the ideas that help without harming us humans and nature before the fact. Moving forward, being in the woodworking business for a good number of years, I have gotten to know many craftsmen, good and bad. But the one thing most of them had in common was that the furniture they made was made with pride. More so, they put their all into creating that perfect piece that would survive the passage of time. Almost every piece was made with style, usefulness, and comfort. Even today, you can still find items that were made over 1,000 years ago, and most still hold their beauty as if they were just made yesterday. Simply amazing if you really think about it. Another item of importance is our food today. Most would say that we have made great strides with supermarkets being built every day and everywhere. Here again, being a farmer for many years, I have found that today most of these stores aren't buying locally grown produce anymore. Most is being brought in from other countries, even when ours is in season. Then on top of that, especially here in Canada lately, our stores are buying up items that aren't fit for human consumption. My opinion only, of course. Which, I should say, tends to make me say things that doesn't set well with some. But most of my friends accept that about me. Most of them. I've also found that some of these items have traveled thousands of miles before it even reaches your mouth. I wouldn't hesitate to bet that a lot of people today has never eaten fresh homegrown produce without any pesticides or foreign matter on it. Or, for that matter, would they even know what real food should taste like? The stores of today, I believe, are thinking of only one thing. Making money, buying and selling quality items is almost a thing of the past. Actually, if looked at it in earnest, I found that most foods that folks eat today are all processed, which in other words to me means dead food, as most of all the goodness has been taken out of it due to the processing. And then we can't forget all the junk food that we're eating these days neither, from chips, pops, candies to chocolate bars. And when going to a supermarket, the carts are just full of them. Hey, I'm as guilty as the next guy from time to time, as all them man-made deadly chemicals have a way of overpowering my better judgment from now and then. Yes, we are in a changing world, I have to admit, but no better food comes from the soil that has been grown by yourself. Now don't get me wrong, as I do know most folks today can't grow all their own food, but they can grow some, and for the rest they could take things one step further and start buying it from a small farmer or at a farmer's market. The heck of it is, even though I just said that, a person has to be careful, as nowadays not all farmers are really farmers. Some would like you to think that, but they aren't. So, what is to be done about this dilemma with food that could be grown right here in our country, but instead being bought and brought in from other countries? Well, it won't be easy to reverse this trend, but if consumers choose to buy local food over imported, the supermarkets will have to eventually go back to buying more local grown food again. The one that holds that power is us. The last subject that I would like to talk about here today is recycling. Years ago, there was a law that most all tried to stay within. It was called the Law of Return. The law of return meant that residues, either animal, human, or vegetable, should be returned to the soil and worked into the soil with a plow or whatever means was available. Other things that are suitable should be burned to make potash for the land. Nothing was wasted on a self-efficient farm, and I sincerely believe that this law should be kept in most instances. Finally, I believe to succeed in this world of ours today is that we all should be putting into practice sound advice and ways to take care of ourselves and strive to become more self-efficient. And I would also like to say this, being self-efficient isn't giving up all these new marvels of today, as you shouldn't, as most of all these new things are the way to the future. What good would it be to sit still in time, not moving forward, not taking advantage of something that can make your life more productive or enjoyable? I know most folks have no set method to help them determine the difference between good information and bad information, or a good product or a bad product. They rely entirely on their gut or their heart to show them the way. Myself, I rely on what I have learned over the years, but mostly I rely on an uncharted area that lies in between both sides of our brain. And what is that? As much as I would like to tell you, I can't, as it can't be explained with words. It is something that needs to be acknowledged. And once acknowledged, All that you ever wanted to know or do in life is then laid out right before your eyes. Life is like a mystery novel. The ending is only in the mind of the writer, which in this case is you. Good luck in finding it. That's it for today, folks. But before I go, I would like to mention that all my stories are also available in books. We have 7 books to choose from, and each book has over 50 short stories. The titles of the books are One More Story, Moments in Time, Paths We Choose, Time's Changin', Keep Turning Pages, Join Me in the Garden, and Nature's Gateway to Health. All of our books are available on Amazon.ca or Amazon.com, in ebooks or paperback. If you would like more information regarding my books or podcasts, you can email me at any time at stories@keepingnotes.com. I'll say that one more time, stories@keepingnotes.com. I'll get back to you. You can also listen to my podcasts on Google Play Music, TuneIn, Stitcher, Radio Public, Pocket Cast, CastBox, The Walters Post, and Google Home. Just say, "Hey Google, play Just One More Story by George Walters." And if you enjoy my podcasts, share them with others or tell a friend. In doing so, it will help me make more podcasts for all to enjoy. And finally, I would like to thank you all for listening. And don't forget to tune in every Friday for a new episode of Just One More Story by George Walters.